From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
Whoever conducted the attacks, Russia ultimately bears responsibility for the victims in East Ghouta and countless other Syrians targeted with chemical weapons since Russia became involved in Syria.
That was U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in Paris on Tuesday, blaming Russia for a recent reported chemical attack in East Ghouta. Tillerson also blamed Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. Secretary Tillerson offered no evidence, however, to support those claims. Meanwhile, at the United Nations, a special meeting called by Russia on the question of chemical weapons in Syria, Russia's permanent representative to the UN in New York, Vasily Nebenzia, had called the meeting, and he was the first to speak.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've requested a convening of an open Security Council meeting due to the fact that the issue which we intend to raise is far too important to hold the discussions in closed consultations. And by the way, we have nothing to hide. When yesterday we discussed Syria during consultations, many touched upon an issue, the issue of the importance of the establishment of a new structure to investigate into instances of chemical weapons use in Syria to supplant what has fully discredited itself, that is the joint UN-OPCW mechanism, the JIM. We have never forgotten about this, and we consistently recalled during meetings about our willingness to continue consultations on this matter. And this is something which Minister Lavrov mentioned to Secretary General of the United Nations last week. However, yesterday, we could not meet that call. We could not rise to that. Today, following instructions from Capitol, it is an honor for me to report the following. Russia consistently underscores the importance of the most serious approach to the matter of production and use of chemical weapons. We are troubled by the emergence of chemical weapons terrorism in the Middle East, which is not limited to Syrian territory. Unfortunately, the JIM, which has ceased to exist, has caused the investigation to collapse. The investigation failed. The investigation, which from the scientific technical point of view was a complete failure, and it became a mechanism for political manipulation. With the conduct by Russian specialists of a scrupulous analysis of the outcomes of the JIM, members of the international community and of the Security Council were familiar with this. The U.S. delegation attempted to interpret certain elements of Russian approaches. During consultations on 9 January, it circulated the relevant document. However, nor in this document did we see an attempt to approach this matter from a professional standpoint. The so-called repudiation of our position withstands no criticism. I would request that you familiarize yourselves with our response material, which yesterday we circulated as an official Security Council document. Incidentally, today, there were further unfounded allegations against Russia by senior U.S. State Department representatives alleging that Russia is hampering the conduct of international investigations into chemical weapons allegations in Syria. We have already responded to this. Those who wish to do so can read the remarks and familiarize themselves with the comments from Russian Deputy Minister Ryabkov, remarks addressing this issue. Nobody has further requested an investigation from us, a professional investigation rather than an imitation of an investigation into instances of chemical weapons use in Syria. And presently, we continue to seek to ensure that the OPCW have its specialists visit Syria to familiarize themselves with the with the storage sites of chemical weapons that were discovered by the Syrian government, these storage sites which were left behind by militants in the liberated areas. Incidentally, during yesterday's consultations, following reports about some new instances of the use of chemical warfare agents in Syria, which is yet to be corroborated, the U.S. representative and the U.K. representative, without any shame, prior to advancing any evidence, not to mention an investigation, hastily accused the Syrian, as they call it, regime. Now, they are attempting to drag Russia into this as well. And this is something which Secretary of State Tillerson stated today in Paris during a meeting with the so-called International Voluntary Partnership of States to prevent impunity in chemical weapons use. Building his statement around an incident that allegedly occurred yesterday in eastern Ghouta. And incidentally, his statement was exclusively focused on Russia. Incidentally, does it not seem strange to anybody that this alleged episode, the veracity of which is yet to be confirmed, and where necessary, then perpetrators would be identified, somehow very easily, for some reason, converges with the meeting in Paris and the forthcoming Congress in Sochi, the Syrian National Dialogue Congress in Sochi. Somehow they coincide. This is a strange coincidence. Some states continue to persist in their attempts at any cost to push through an anti-Damascus decision at the OPCW, undermining the authority of this esteemed delegation. Others are attempting to establish a narrow alliance of fighters against impunity by leveraging illegitimate formats. In November last year, Russia, together with like-minded parties, drafted a resolution which would ensure that the joint investigative mechanisms initiatives would be aligned with the high standards of the OPCW, guaranteeing a genuinely impartial and professional investigation. At that point, that initiative was blocked by a number of delegations. We wish to rise above these differences and to propose the establishment of a new international investigative body, which on the basis of irreproachable and corroborated information received from transparent and credible sources would be able to establish evidence for the Security Council to identify perpetrators in the use of chemical weapons or chemical warfare agents. This mechanism needs to be professional, and it must be an apolitical mechanism. We drew up the relevant draft resolution. We request that the Secretariat circulate said draft resolution. We trust that members of the Security Council will shortly consider their initiative and study it with their capitals. We stand ready to engage in substantive consultations. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank representative of the Russian Federation for his statement, and I give the floor to the representative of the United States.
Ambassador Nikki Haley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Russia has convened us with almost no notice and then put forth a proposal that they hope will distract from a new French initiative to hold accountable those who use chemical weapons. Today, Russia is yet doing what it does best when it comes to chemical weapons. Russia is running from the facts. Russia has the audacity to lecture this Security Council about how to stop the use of chemical weapons. I know I've said this before, but it's worth repeating. In the past year, Russia used its veto three times to kill the Joint Investigative Mechanism in Syria. Russia, all on its own, killed the mechanism we had specifically tasked to identify those responsible for using chemical weapons in Syria. Russia should look in the mirror before bringing us into the Security Council to talk about chemical weapons. Earlier this week, we received yet another report that the Assad regime has used chlorine gas against its own people. Dozens of civilians had to be treated for suffocation. Syrian children were literally gasping for breath as chlorine gas surrounded them. Of course, it's no coincidence that this week's chlorine gas attack reportedly happened in the exact place the Assad regime is trying to take over militarily. We know the Assad regime resorts to these brutal tactics when they want to retake territory without any regard for innocent civilians. And we know that for years, Russia has looked the other way while their Syrian friends use these despicable weapons of war. Russia is complicit in the Assad regime's atrocities. Will the Russian Federation say anything at all today about the suffering caused by Assad's barbaric tactics? Will they hold Assad to account? Of course not. They never do. So it's fitting Russia brought us here the same day that a new initiative on chemical weapons accountability was introduced in Paris. Today, France launched the International Partnership Against Impunity for Chemical Weapons. We strongly support this effort, and we commend France for their leadership. More than 25 like-minded countries have come together to share information on who used chemical weapons and to preserve that information to make sure that perpetrators will be held accountable. Make no mistake, the United States will continue to pursue, along with this council, those who have used chemical weapons to ensure that they are held accountable for their atrocities. Russia says they have concerns with this French initiative to share evidence of chemical weapons use. That is no surprise. Russia opposed the joint investigative mechanism because it collected facts about who used chemical weapons in Syria. Now, Russia questions this French effort to collect facts on who used chemical weapons. What can we conclude? Simply put, when Russia doesn't like the facts, they try and distract the conversation. That's because the facts come back over and over again to the truth Russia wants to hide, that the Assad regime continues to use chemical weapons against its own people. Once again, Russia today threw around lots of different accusations. Again, that's not surprising. Russia often puts out misleading and unfounded claims to confuse the conversation about chemical weapons. In fact, this happens so often that we recently wrote to the Security Council with a detailed assessment of Russia's misleading claims. The letter is public and available for anyone to see. We encourage everyone to take a look at it for yourselves. Here's the bottom line. The Security Council gave the Joint Investigative Mechanism a mandate to tell us who used chemical weapons in Syria. When investigators found ISIS to be responsible, Russia was fine. When the investigators found that the Assad regime used them, Russia tried to find any excuse to poke holes in the investigation and threw up smoke to question the findings. But that is not how independent investigations work. You don't get to question the findings when they don't go your way. So we're not going to accept any Russian proposal that undermines our ability to get to the truth or that politicizes what must be an independent and impartial investigation. If they want to work in good faith toward that goal, we are ready to reestablish the GIM with its original independent and impartial mandate right now. But anything less is unacceptable. To be crystal clear, the United States supports accountability for anyone who uses chemical weapons. We agree with Russia that ISIS must be held accountable for their use of these weapons, as the Joint Investigative Mechanism has found. But the difference between the United States and Russia is that we believe no one should be let off the hook. Chemical weapons must never be used. So Russia can continue to talk for as long as they want about chemical weapons. They can bring this up in the Security Council chamber as often as they want. We welcome the debate. The United States and the international community are not going to be fooled. We remain steadfast in pursuing accountability for those who use chemical weapons. We stand strong in doing all that we can to preserve the norm against their use. And we remain forever committed to preserving the truth of what the Assad regime has done in Syria and, sadly, what they will likely continue to do. Thank you.
I thank Representative of the United States for her statement. I give the floor to the Representative of France.
As you've already heard from both the Russian and American ambassadors, France hosted a gathering Tuesday on the question of chemical weapons in Syria.
Mr. President, we have gathered here today in the wake of reports pointing to another chemical weapons attack in Syria in the city of Douma, which claimed more than 20 victims, including women and children. And furthermore, this was an attack in an area located within an de-escalation zone. We are closely following all of the available information and anticipate that the International Operational Investigation Mechanism, above all, the fact-finding mission, will shed light on the circumstances around such an attack. As we this year mark the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War, during which for the first time in the history of humanity, chemical weapons were used, produced in industrial scale, with the persistence of such crimes in Syria violates international conscience as well as the most fundamental human rights. The facts that have been averred reflect that this scourge continues to rage. Last year, for April in Syria, more than 80 people, including women and children, died after having been struck by a powerful neurotoxin. 4 years prior, in 2013, 2,000 Syrian civilians were literally gassed in Ghouta with sarin gas being used. This use of chemical weapons was confirmed by the OPCW. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the responsibility of the Syrian regime and Daesh was clearly established by the joint investigative mechanism of the OPCW and the United Nations. France, for its part, independently corroborated the responsibility of the Syrian regime for the 4 April attack. Since 2013, investigations has shown that there have been more than 100 allegations of chemical weapons use, largely in Syria, but also in Iraq and in Malaysia. Chlorine, sarin, mustard, VX, these names of death have been brought to the front line once again on the international stage. And with them, the horrific images of victims of these weapons of terror, which remain etched in our minds, have been brought to the fore. We cannot allow this to stand. Such weapons destabilize the entire regime. They undermine the security and safety of all of us all. They heighten the risk of terror, of chemical terrorism, which we all fear. They also undermine the chemical weapons prohibition regime and all non-proliferation regimes. They erode the responsibility of the international community and erode all of our efforts. Hence, it is our duty to act. It is a responsibility which we shoulder in the face of history. And dear friends, together we must act on this responsibility. This must be on the conscience of all of us who state our commitment to the non-proliferation regime, which we continue to build upon. Let us be clear. Those who hamper our efforts to combat impunity de facto establish impunity for perpetrators of chemical weapons attacks. They prevent us from prosecuting those who participate in scientific programs, governments, and entities who order such actions to be carried out and deter them from continuing. And hence, we cannot turn our eyes. The non-proliferation regime for chemical weapons today is the most developed regime of all international non-proliferation regimes, allowing it to scatter about without acting would mean that the whole non-proliferation regime for WMDs would be undermined. This is a regime which, stone by stone, we built together over the course of decades. And today, this constitutes the very backbone of the international security architecture. And it stands as one of the main gains of multilateralism. For this reason, France has proposed the establishment of a new international partnership to combat impunity in the use of chemical weapons or the use by whomsoever, be they state actors, be they non-state actors. This partnership was launched yesterday in Paris during a conference convened by the French Foreign Minister, Mr. Jean-Yves Le Drian. 24 states responded responded, they attended, and reaffirmed their willingness to act together to counter this threat. This is a thrust of the ambitious commitments we have undertaken under this partnership. Inter alia, I would note, with, and this is not an exhaustive list, the transmission and exchange of information about perpetrators of attacks each time this is possible, a commitment to impose national or international sanctions against concerned entities or individuals, assistance for capacity building of voluntary states for designation and for sanctions, the issuance of a single consolidated list with names of individuals implicated in these attacks, the criminals who have assumed responsibility to use and design these barbaric weapons must understand that there will be no impunity. At stake is the future of the whole of our collective security system. We cannot allow these fundamental standards to be breached without consequences being brought forth. Due to some obstructions, we were unable to renew the mandate of the JIM late last year. Consultations on Syria yesterday confirmed the fact that a broad majority, an overwhelming majority of the Council, cannot accept this standstill. In this context, we have taken note of Russia's proposal today. We will consider this proposal in the light of the principles which I've just recalled. The new partnership set up in partnership is not geared towards supplanting international mechanisms or investigative mechanisms established by the UN or the OPCW. On the contrary, it is intended to supplement and to support this machinery by making available for the multilateral system and the international community a new operational tool. This will help to conduct investigations and will assist the international judiciary in conducting its work. This is neither an anti-Syrian instrument, nor a small, restricted club of countries. All states who wish to do so can join this partnership by subscribing to the statement of principles which underpins it. Through this commitment, they will demonstrate their commitment to law, international stability, justice, and security. And these will enable us to put an end to impunity for perpetrators and accomplices in chemical weapons attacks. Through this partnership, we hence are acting to shore up the chemical weapons prohibition regime. A partnership, the first stone of which was laid down in Paris, and it embodies our faith in effective multilateralism. In order to act without delay, I confirm that France has adopted a series of assets freezes for networks implicated in the use of chemical weapons in Syria. I would lastly recall the fact that there can be no justice, no lasting peace in Syria without an end being put to impunity. How can we continue to uphold the regime, to reaffirm its willingness to speak in good faith and seek a political solution when that very same regime uses barbaric weapons against its own population? The gap has never been this great between words and actions. I stated this, and I will restate this in Vienna and Geneva. Within the UN framework, we must act together for a political solution in Syria. Full implementation of an inclusive political solution set forth under Resolution 2254, which more than ever before is our common guide, hinges on the establishment of a neutral environment in Syria. And this can be guarantee a clear commitments of the regime for credible constitutional change and free elections. This is the only way to put a lasting end to the suffering endured in Syria. We continue to believe that it is necessary, it is possible to bring together the Security Council to attain that end. Thank you.
I give the floor to the representative of China.
Mr. President, China expresses a grave concern over the use of chemicals as weapons in Syria and extends our deep sympathy to the Syrian people for their suffering. China's position on chemical weapons has been clear and consistent. We firmly oppose the use of chemical weapons by any country, organization, or individual for any purpose and under any circumstances. The no acts of using chemical weapons, whenever or wherever, can be tolerated. China supports a comprehensive, objective, and fair investigation into the related incidents to arrive at a conclusion that can test the can stand the test of history and facts and bring the perpetrators to justice on that basis. On the basis of that, China welcomes the draft resolution distributed by Russia on establishing a new investigation mechanism on Syrian chemical weapons and appreciates the efforts made by Russia in the Council to continue to push forward work on Syrian chemical weapons issue. China will seriously study the draft and actively participate in the consultation on the draft resolution. It is imperative to establish a new investigation mechanism to find out the truth and deter further use of chemical weapons in Syria. We hope the Council members can participate in the consultation in a constructive manner and strive to reach a consensus on the establishment of a new mechanism. The Syrian chemical weapon issue is closely linked to the political settlement of a Syrian issue and requires a comprehensive, balanced, and integrated approach. China supports the role of the Security Council and OPCW as the main channel for the appropriate resolution of a Syrian chemical weapons issue. We hope that all the relevant parties will take a constructive attitude to seek an appropriate solution through consultations. We must maintain the unity of the Council and coordinate with the relevant parties in the effort to actively promote the political process in Syria. Thank you, Mr. President.
The representative of the Russian Federation has asked for the floor to make a further statement. I give him the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is unfortunate that my friend Nikki Haley has left the hall. I wish to note that she mentioned that we arrived here at the first call, at our first call, for which I apologized. But we repeatedly came here at the first call of Nikki Haley, and we stand ready to continue to do so. And please tell her that I'm doing this because I'm always very pleased to see her. Today, once again, everything that we heard from the United States in their statement was about Russia. What is immediately repudiated in our resolution speaks about a great deal. Once again, it shows a truth which we unfortunately, no, the United States does not need any independent professional mechanism. Not only are you betraying the truth, but you are also betraying yourselves in the face of the international community. And I will be frank, I mentioned this in the format of a rhetorical question, the supposition, the allegations about which have not yet been confirmed. They remain allegations about chemical weapons use in eastern Ghouta did not accidentally emerge on the eve of important political events in Syria, the meeting in Vienna and the Syrian National Dialogue Congress in Sochi. Furthermore, once again, I reiterate, why do you need an investigative mechanism when even yesterday and today, prior to any investigation being conducted, you are alleging without any doubts that this is something which was done by the Syrian government, so you are both judge and accuser. Do you understand that you are betraying yourselves this way? Just through that, if you genuinely wish to establish a professional, independent mechanism, a professionally attributative mechanism, then at least familiarize yourselves with the draft resolution prior to repudiating said draft resolution. Did we not discuss a new mechanism with members of the Council when there was a conclusion of a multi-act political mechanism for the conclusion of the JIM? This was a spectacle. A multi-act political spectacle that took place, which culminated in the shutdown of the JIM. We did not have this event with any events or any events or any partnership with any partners, but I do wish to reiterate what I already mentioned at a meeting on 18 January at the Council under the presidency of President Nazarbayev. There are no commissions, partnerships, or so-called independent mechanisms in that realm. No such bodies will be legitimate unless they are approved by the Security Council. And this is a premise from which we must proceed. I would repeat what the permanent representative of Sweden mentioned in the statement. And not only he mentioned this. We need to surmount our differences. We need to delve into dialogue. And we need to attempt to reunite the council. The council's unity that had been eroded, this must be rebuilt. And this is the thrust of our proposal. Thank you.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.